Here's my thoughts on marketing in a B2B environment. If I were to change the word from marketing to customer relationship building, would you feel more comfortable about the spend? I think a lot of people would agree with that. The key with B2B marketing is to look at it like you would any other investment on an ROI basis. So looking at it's not just spending money or flushing it down a toilet, which is kind of the thought process that a lot of people have around business-to-consumer marketing, that you create a whole lot of impressions and hope those impressions ultimately yield a decision to purchase your product. To me, the beauty of B2B marketing is there's a much shorter set of a chain of events, and they're even more measurable than in the B2C world. And therefore, the ROI is, if you set it up right, fairly straightforward to measure. And this brings me to the point about metrics. One company that I worked with, their metric for their marketing efforts, which was largely around trade shows, their metric was, okay, we get 200 to 300 leads from each trade show. And I said, well, how many of those leads turn into good high-margin business? And they couldn't tell me. So collecting leads or doing or getting hits on a website or anything else is a metric that's one step removed from the actual goal, which is making sales. So a marketing spend should be bottom line oriented and should be able, because before you pull the trigger, you've identified the right metrics, it should be easy to define whether it's paying off or not. And therefore, an additional spend shouldn't be an area of a major concern or wondering whether it's actually going to happen and whether I should fit it into the budget. It should be clear and straightforward. And if necessary, pilot it. So if you're not sure that a new channel for marketing to your customers is going to work, do a small buy, do a targeted buy to a narrow audience and to manage the cost, measure the ROI, and scale it up from there. And if it was a bad idea, move on. But you have to be constantly evaluating these evolving channels for B2B marketing. 10 years ago, yes, trade shows and written brochure, printed brochures were effective in B2B marketing. Today, it's about white papers and webinars. We've gone digital. Disseminating white papers and webinars are fairly low cost, but you have to produce that content, and there's some cost involved. But measure whether those clients that have read those materials are actually turning into paying customers. So in a word, marketing is about measurement and being smart with your spend, not necessarily just spending more.